Listen, I really want to thank everyone for inviting me to say a few words to the Canceled Priest Conference. I'm a huge supporter of that movement. And as you know, we're fighting for our country every day, fighting for our republic every day, and obviously fighting for our church every day. I'm addressing you from the war room, which is right on Capitol Hill. And tonight, as you have dinner out in Iowa, the House and the Senate are contemplating potentially spending authorizing the spending of $15 trillion on social welfare programs, on Green New Deal, and to basically pay for $1 trillion deficits for every year for the next 10 years. This type of spending will obviously crush our children, our grandchildren, and even ourselves and our economy. And so every day, you know, working class folks are fighting for our country, and now we're fighting for our church. I come from a blue collar family in Richmond, Virginia, of a family that's very devout Catholics. And we're raised in the church. I was an altar boy in the Latin Mass. And then, you know, my brother was an altar boy. The whole family was engaged in the church, and really this church was the center of our life. And so what I see in the Canceled Priest movement and with these tremendous priests are really the most dedicated men in our church fighting for the future of our church. And I just want to add my voice and support of Father Altman and everybody else that's fighting. I know we got to fight for our country. We have to fight for our republic. But right now we're in really a life or death struggle for our church. And so I just want to thank everybody for inviting me to come out and say a few words. I couldn't think more highly of the priests that have been canceled. These are the men that are really stepping up to really the bishops' conference and these other institutions in the church that have really, I think, sold out the church and sold out the country. And so as the fight continues here in Washington, D.C. for the future of our republic and the future of our nation every day, so the fight continues for our church. And the way we're going to take things back, take back our country, and keep and maintain our church is working class and middle class people that every day dedicate their life to this. So I just want to thank you, and thank you for allowing me to say a few comments tonight. Thank you very much. Have a great conference, and can't wait to Father Altman speaks.